Michigan Supreme Court Justice Diane Hathaway resigned this week. This comes after a disciplinary panel filed an ethics complaint against her. The complaint accuses Hathaway of cheating and lying about a real estate transaction that saved her $600,000. Jack, what will this mean for the state Supreme Court?
Well, it's another black eye to the Michigan Supreme Court, which has been rated the least respected of all state Supreme Courts in the nation by the University of Chicago, by a law school study there. What it means is the court had a 4-3 Republican majority. Hathaway is a Democrat, and Governor Snyder will get to replace her. The question is whether he'll follow the recommendation of a judicial selection task force, a sort of blue ribbon bipartisan panel, which wanted him to name a panel to check out the best applicants, or whether he'll just appoint another almost certainly Republican justice.
Has any resignation in the Michigan Supreme Court over such a serious issue ever happened before?
I don't think there's ever been a scandal this large, Christina. Now, former Governor John Swainson had to leave the court many years ago. A grand jury found him guilty of one count of perjury. He was accused of taking a bribe. He was acquitted on that, but he was convicted of perjury because he sort of changed his story. But what he did or may have done sort of pales in comparison to what Justice Hathaway is accused of doing. It's really some kind of a stunning example, again, if the allegations are true, of real estate fraud, transferring properties to her stepchildren to make it look like her and her husband were hard up and to get all this mortgage debt forgiven. The properties were then, including a big house in Florida, which the federal government now wants to seize, were then transferred back to Hathaway and her husband. So it's sort of astounding that someone on the state's highest court would, if this is true, stoop to this sort of behavior.
Well, in other news of people leaving their posts, Detroit Mayor Dave Bing has fired that city's top lawyer, Crystal Crittenden. She sparked controversy over the past few months when she challenged the city's consent agreement with the state. Jack, fill us in on what led to this and what does this mean for Detroit?
So it reminds me of a case where a little kid finally knows he's going to get grounded, he's going to get in severe trouble, and so he decides to behave as mommy and be good. The city council, which has been odds with Bing from virtually day one, has refused his request to fire Crystal Crittenden. Prior to a change in the charter, the mayors could just get rid of corporation councils, hire and fire them whenever they wanted to. They're the city's main lawyer. She's maintained the consent agreement was illegal. She's fired numerous lawsuits. The lawsuits have been thrown out of court by judges, and she's sort of been seen as obstructionist. It's very clear to everybody the state may well move to naming an emergency manager. If that happens, the city council will lose all their control and power. So I think there's a feeling among them of saying, uh-oh. So six of them agreed that the mayor could fire Crystal Crittenden. Crittenden herself says this was a secret backdoor agreement between Governor Snyder and Bing, that the only way the state could even think about letting the city off the hook was to get rid of her. And whether she's right or not, I don't know, but she's definitely out.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
My pleasure.